Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Cliff Inico is back. Yeah, folks, that's right. Cliffy's back. Cliff Inico is an attorney. We love him anyway. He specializes in legal and tax issues for small businesses, and one of the best, I might add. He's the author of a number of books, including the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, also the eBay Marketing Bible, which he co-authored with Cindy Shebley, and he's our good friend. Cliff Inico, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's always a pleasure, man.
Good to have you back. Thanks for being here. Hey, congratulations on the gig you got out at the Amazon Sellers Conference.
Yeah, as our friends at ZZ Top would say, I'm bad, I'm nationwide.
Right, exactly.
And so, I get worse with each passing year, I think.
Exactly. So, isn't that a great song?
But this is great. Let me pitch this. This is an event that happens every year in Seattle. It's always in early June. It's
run by an organization. The Amazon Sellers Conference.
Well, that's not the name of it. It's actually called the Sellers Conference for Online Entrepreneurs, or SCOE for short. For those of you who are interested, it's SCOE.biz. You know, SCOE.biz. Right. That's the website for this event. They run it usually twice a year. They're going to have another one in Philadelphia in September. Mm-hmm. And this is basically a conference for, it's really supposed to be for people who sell stuff on multiple platforms, you know, eBay, Amazon, Etsy, other places. Mm-hmm. But it really has become known as an Amazon Sellers Conference because Seattle is the home of Amazon, and Amazon always sends a lot of its people out to participate in the event. So it's gotten the reputation for that. They had me out there talking about, you know, the sales tax issues, the Marketplace Fairness Act, which we're going to talk about a little later in the program. I really had a really blast out there. I mean, they had, you know, several hundred people, you know, mostly
right.
high-end Amazon sellers.
Right.
But I'll tell you, Amazon
tell us,
has become...
Tell us, now everybody knows what an eBay seller is. Tell the audience what an Amazon seller is.
Okay, Amazon has a number of third-party programs that allow third parties to sell on the site. If you've ever bought anything on Amazon, you know, you always say, they always give you that there's so many new, so many used,
mm-hmm.
and if you click on those links, you see stuff, and Amazon is selling some of the stuff themselves, but they've also got a bunch of third-party sellers that you can buy from directly.
This is different from eBay, right?
It is very different. Amazon and eBay are very different. When you sell on eBay, people are buying directly from you. You know, when I buy something from you, I'm buying from Jim Blasingame.
Mm-hmm.
eBay does not get involved. It's just the platform. It's the mall, if you will, where all this stuff is happening. Amazon's very different. Amazon gets involved. If I buy something from you on Amazon, the stuff ships from an Amazon warehouse. The box has the Amazon logo on it. And if there's a problem, I return it to the Amazon warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then they remit their money to you.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon has a program now called FBA. It's called Fulfillment by Amazon.
So you send them your products and they hold on to them.
Right. You send them their stuff. They handle it. They put it up. They sell it. They do whatever. And they just, you know, remit the you know, they take their cut and then they send the proceeds back to you.
But you don't do the ship. You ship one time to Amazon.
Correct. Yeah. And they handle all that stuff so that whatever you get from them.
How many shipping points do they have around the country?
35.
And they're growing, aren't they?
They are growing. Well, what they're doing, we're going to talk about this, they're cutting deals now with a number of states that want them to charge sales tax. And so what they're doing to sort of calm these folks down is saying, look, we'll build a warehouse in your state. We'll hire, you know, 1,000 people
mm-hmm.
who are on welfare and can't get jobs anyway. And, you know, in exchange for that, just hold off, you know, charging us less sales tax. Give us a chance to get up to speed for that. And they're doing
mm-hmm.
that now in about a dozen states
is
around
it working?
The country. So far, it is. I spoke to one of the Amazon guys out there. What they're doing now is, as they're getting on board now in each of these states, what they do is they tell all their third-party sellers in the state, hey, we're going to have to start charging sales tax right now. Here's what you got. We're going to charge the sales tax. We're going to collect it. But, and this is something I'm not too happy about,
mm-hmm.
they're saying, you got to register for sales tax. We're going to send the sales tax money to you, and you've got to remit it to the other state.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're in Alabama,
and
Connecticut's one of the states. Connecticut's coming online mm-hmm. November 1st with this. Starting November 1st,
so this,
you're going to get a note.
This is a state initiating an online sales tax plan outside of the national plan?
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. This has nothing to do with the Marketplace Fairness Act. This
right.
is going on separately.
This is a state doing it on their own.
Right. They're basically what a lot of states have been doing over the last few years. They've been passing what are called Amazon tax laws,
right.
saying that if you are selling in state as an if you are an out of state seller and you are selling through
right.
affiliates within the state, think Amazon,
mm-hmm.
You are supposed to collect and remit sales
right.
tax on behalf of all these
right.
in-state affiliates. So, you know, it was a big battle for a while. Amazon was terminating all its affiliates
right.
in some
right.
states. It was a mess. But what they've done now is they've kind of resolved this. They've kind of cut deals with most of these states,
mm-hmm.
not all of them, saying basically, look, we'll start collecting and paying sales tax. We'll be nice. We'll put a warehouse
right.
in your state. Just give us some time. Let us you know, wait a year before
what
we put this
into effect. What they're trying to say is, look, we're good for the economy. We're going to be good for your economy.
Right.
We're not trying to fight you. We're just asking for some breathing room.
That's exactly right. And they're doing that. They started
yeah.
in California.
Right. I want to switch back over to
their
business model, though, because we're going to talk about the internet tax in the next segment. Back
Correct.
To their business model. How does this work for small businesses who want to become a seller?
Oh, well, it's really simple. You mean FBA is really the simplest thing for smaller sellers. You sign up for their FBA, that stands for Fulfillment by Amazon program.
Right. How do you find that?
Oh, it's just on the site. If you just go to the Amazon site and type in, you know, FBA homepage, you'll
yeah.
FBA home, you'll probably get to it.
Yeah.
And you basically sign up, and it's really a no-brainer for a lot of people. The fees are pretty stiff, and the rules are very tight.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about Amazon, unlike eBay has a bunch of rules too. They enforce them pretty strictly, but Amazon is ruthless about
yeah.
enforcing their rules. I always tell people, read the FBA user's
yeah,
agreement.
Memorize it.
Memorize it. Commit it mm-hmm. to memory, because if you commit even one slight infraction, they will boot you off the site. They are really rough. They are really rough and tumble about this.
Right.
See, the thing about Amazon you got to remember, Jim, is that Amazon is selling its own merchandise on the site.
Mm-hmm.
When you're selling stuff on Amazon, you are, in a sense, competing with Amazon if
right.
they are offering that same merchandise.
Right.
So it's a little different than eBay. eBay doesn't have its own merchandise to sell, except
so,
maybe some
so
t-shirts
if somebody
and hats.
Was thinking about starting up an online business,
yeah.
with the help of one of these companies, would you send them to Amazon or to eBay?
I would say do both. Really,
uh-huh.
there's no. I think you should be ubiquitous when you're online.
Yeah.
You should be everywhere that you can possibly be.
Is it
eBay,
more expensive?
Amazon?
Is Amazon take a bigger cut than
Amazon's eBay? Fees? They're kind of
course
comparable.
They do more too, right? They give you more services.
Well, they are, and they charge for that too. Don't
yeah.
don't
yeah.
be fooled by that. They are going to charge you for all that shipping,
right.
handling. Collecting the sales tax and all. The thing you got to remember, though, about Amazon with sales tax, if your stuff is stored in a warehouse that's in another state,
mm-hmm.
you are going to have Nexus there. And we're going to talk
yeah,
about that, I think,
right,
in the next
the
segment.
Nexus, yeah. Give us your website, please.
Sure. It's succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
They can find out more about all this at your website, too, can't they?
You sure can.
With Inicode. We'll be right back. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.